Heroes and there's legends. Heroes get remembered, but legends never die.
Yo, don't you know it's time? You know those guys. The ones you trust in the clutch, they the go-to guys. One name's on your mind when the game's on the line. The ones you trust in the clutch, they the go-to guys. Yep.
Legends never die.
Let legends never die.
Yo! What is up, people? Man, I feel good today. Feel like I ain't got to do that in a minute.
It's been a while. It's only been a week, but it's been a while.
Well, it feels like forever. We are the go-to guys here on SportsTownChicago.com. I'm your boy, Space.
I am M, the Candyman. C.
You are the Candyman today? Okay. I see what's happening. Make sure you pull out your phones right now. Pull them out. Follow us on our social media platform. Get them out right now. What do you say? Turn them off.
Turn them off.
You know what I'm saying? Pull them out right now. Go to I Am The Real Space on Twitter and I Am The Real _ Space on Instagram. And go follow Mr. One More Round on all your social media platforms, including TikTok.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He got a TikTok. I don't know what to do on a TikTok.
I'm still figuring it out, man. Yeah, make sure y'all follow the Go-To Guys at Go-To Guys Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And as always, we'd like to welcome all our listeners, new and old, from the Under the Hood podcast with Jonathan Hood.
Man, we welcome y'all. We love y'all, man. And just continue to follow us. Continue to message us. Send us messages, man. We interact with us. We want to know if we're doing a good job, if you like what you're hearing, what you want us to talk about, where you're from. Just chime in with your boys, the go-to guys.
Please do. Please do.
Man, we got to, real quick, give your shout-outs, man. Who you going to shout-out?
This week, I am going to send a shout-out to... I'm going to send one shout-out to CT Fletcher for hooking us up, supporting us publicly, sharing our videos and stuff. He's been helping gain some followers, some traction. Shout-out to Jay Hood for doing the same. Shout-out to him for inviting us to an awesome event we got to have some fun at. That was a good time. We'll talk about that a little bit. And, yeah, shout-out to you for running the board all the time, man.
Man, you already know I'm gonna send my shout outs there. Wifey and the kids, I love you. Everything I do for y'all. You are late, Doc, Nana, Poppy. Man, Candy Gomez. I feel good, man. Illinois Media School, man. It's a good day today.
Big Dustin.
Dustin Rose, shout out to Dustin, man. But we got a lot going on. What are we talking about?
Man, today we got, well, right now, I believe, we're starting the show a little bit different than we usually do, aren't we? We're starting with one of our segments. We're kicking the show off with a segment today.
Well, let's kick it off then.
Let's just do it.
Did you just see that?
Man, that was crazy.
Seriously?
I know, right?
I can't believe that just happened.
Me neither. I'm in awe.
I just got one question.
What's good?
What were they thinking?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You got started off with what were they thinking?
And usually this segment happens later in the show, but because it goes hand in hand with the segment we're starting off with, baseball, we decided to kick things off a little bit differently this week. Bernie Mac, remember what he said? My people, I don't know what's wrong with my people. I don't know what's wrong with my people. Oh, guys.
Well, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, what were they thinking is very appropriate this week because it's a they. It's a group.
Yeah.
A bunch of people.
Yeah.
During the Crosstown Classic, the last game, game three, Sunday, the Sox and the Cubs fans decided that they were upset, and they got into a giant brawl.
Oh, yeah, the game wasn't good enough.
The game wasn't good enough. Well, the Sox were destroying them 13-1.
13-1. The game was not entertaining anymore, so let's... Give me another one. Let's let the beer go to work and see what happens afterwards.
Man, I have to be honest, y'all. And, you know, I know this is a sports show. We love sports, all that stuff. Our listeners love sports. But, yo, if y'all getting into actual... What?
Sports.
We love sports.
If y'all are getting into legit fights over this... What are you thinking? Like, why? Is it worth it?
And this happened. It was a good fight. Now, let me say that. It was so many people involved. I mean, it was pretty entertaining.
It was a melee. It really was.
The one guy I didn't know was the police that was pulling them off of him. So he trying to swing on a cop. And it's everything happening right there. I mean, it was just entertaining. It was women in there fighting.
Oh, everybody got in.
Man, you get a punch.
All genders, all races, all
they
creeds.
Did not discriminate.
No discrimination. This fight went down, and man, we would be remiss not to bring it up because I just, like I keep saying, you guys, don't do this. Don't do this. You know, it's not necessary to fight people. I mean, look. We don't know exactly, who knows what was said to kick it off.
No idea.
But this is the thing. This is not the first, the fifth, or the tenth time this has happened at a Sox-Cubs Crosstown Classic game. And it's kind of embarrassing. it's for humanity. It's embarrassing for humans.
It's entertainment, man. I tell you that. It is embarrassing. But here's what I would say. As a Sox fan, I like to believe that they won.
Sox fans won the fight.
they won on multiple occasions. They won the game and the fight. So way to go, Sox. I mean, but yeah, guys, for real. If you can't control your liquor, please don't drink when you're at a ball game. Is it really worth it? I wonder if people had charges. Maybe they didn't press charges. Maybe they did. Who knows?
I don't know, man, but I'm actually curious to all our listeners out there. What do you think of these kind of things? How do you guys feel? Have you ever been in one of these brawls?
That's what I really want to know.
Have you ever been in one of these fights in the stands? That's exactly. I want to know that more than anything. Hit us up.
Have you been in it? Has your parents been in it? Tell us. Anyone. We want to know what's your experience with brawls, with sports brawls, please.
There's a go-to or not segment. Sox fans versus Cubs fans.
Oh, Sox fans win all day. All day. I'm telling you, man.
I just sometimes I wonder why these things seem to happen more at baseball games than any other sport. Is it because baseball's slower and people are drinking more? You think? I'm just curious.
That's a good question. Well, you know, it happens at football games.
I know. It doesn't happen as frequently, though. I don't think it does.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can say this. There are far more baseball games than football games.
So you think the amount of games ups the frequency of
you
these.
You hear me? I mean, because think about this. You play your rivals in. So we play as the Bears. The Bears play the Green Bay Packers twice a year. The White Sox play the Cubs, which no team has never swept in however many years it's been happening. But the White Sox play the Cubs six times. So you have more times to fight your rivals. So maybe that's what it is.
I guess. I mean, I could see that. I'm just a little worried. I'm a bit embarrassed. But whatever, man.
I mean, keep it up, Sox. That's all I can say. You guys are 76-56. You know, got a good record. Yeah, you're looking good over here. You got a game tonight against the Pirates. Game is at 7:10 p.m. So if you can't check that game out, we already know the Sox is going to hold it down. But one thing I really like about it is the White Sox are bringing so much back to Chicago. You know what I'm saying? It used to be a baseball town for Cubs fans. Legit. I mean, no matter what, whether the Cubs were good, whether the Cubs were bad, the Cubs sold out every year. And they were the talk of Chicago.
Which I can't stand.
What? That is terrible.
I can't stand that when it happens in any organization.
Yeah.
Like, don't patronize anything, whatever, mm-hmm. a sport, a team, a company, if they're not providing good service.
Yeah.
Like, y'all are selling these guys out and they stay losing. Now, that hasn't had, I mean, obviously they got better over the last few years, but before that, you're absolutely right. The Sox fans, however, totally different story.
Completely different. We come when you're good. That's how it looks.
But I appreciate that, though. Why should I give you my hard-earned money if you're going to stay being garbage?
But that's what I'm saying about it now. I love the fact that more people are going to Sox games. It's a big stadium, nice stadium, but you can fit a lot of people. So more, they're selling out more. You know, it's not completely, you're not going to sell out, you know, Guaranteed Rate Field. You know, you will eventually, especially playoffs. But right now, you're not going to sell it out. But the attendance is picking up. The vibe is picking up. The joy is picking up. That team brings so much swag to Chicago. Yeah, that's what I love. The absolutely. Buzz. The Cubs, even, you know, remember the new uniforms that they got? Them born AAA, AA uniform the Cubs brought up. But the White Sox bring all this swag, the stripes, pinstripes with the South Side in there. With that, everybody want gear. Everybody want a shirt, a hat, or something like that. So I just love the buzz around the Sox. You got, they all wear their shirts with it, with the top three buttons open, with seven chains around their neck.
There's attitude.
A lot of flair, a lot of buzz around the baseball. Around baseball. That's what's exciting right now. It's not just the Bulls. It's not just the Bears. It's baseball bringing the excitement back to sports. So I love that buzz right now. And it's your team. As a Sox fan, you can't be more happy.
Yeah, you and your people got to be real pumped up about this, man. I'm big on that, man. Don't pay money for something that the organization isn't providing you with an entertaining product. I mean, I remember when the Bulls were horrible.
Yeah,
man, they were they couldn't give tickets away.
Yeah,
they were trying to they were gonna pay you to go to the game. Like that. I mean, those tickets were cheap for good seats. They were cheap, and I mean, I was laughing. I'm like, these man, they're about to take us out to get us to go to the game. Like that, but that's how it should be. And I think the thing with, I guess my thing with Cubs fans is I think they just go because of the Wrigleyville experience
yeah.
And all that.
Tailgating, the beer, you know, the old nostalgic purposes
of it. I mean, it's like a frat over there. It's like a frat house over there. So I get it. But I just, I'm not about to drop all that money to go watch losing.
Yeah.
That's like watching bad movies on purpose.
oxymoron like watching a bad movie.
Yeah, just let me sit down and watch Batman and Robin. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I got nothing better to do. Like, nah, dude, this is garbage. I don't want to watch this.
Doom.
yes, exactly.
Man, it feels good to be back in the building. And when we come back, Fields or Dalton?
Ooh.
You choose. That's next on the Go-To Guys here on SportsTownChicago.com.
So, Shannon, which quarterback would you start in the season opener?
I'm going to feed Andy Dalton to the Wolves the first game, Skip. That's what I'm going to do. Aaron Donald, because, Skip, in their first three games, they got the Rams and the Browns. At Rams, at Browns. Browns, Miles Garrett, Jadeveon Clowney, and Malik Jackson. And then we know what the Rams represent. Aaron Donald, who's just the best defensive player. And when he's all said and done, he's going to have a case as the greatest defensive player of all time.
In what we call scat protection. Mm-hmm. Every eligible receiver is going to be free to exit.
Yep.
I believe the line makes a Louis call, which means they're going to go Louis, Larry, Liz, whatever you want to call it, Skip.
Yep.
They're going to slide left. They're saying, the five offensive linemen are saying, we got these four downs. Mm-hmm. We've identified the mic. So four down and that mic comes, we got it.
Yep.
Anybody else that comes, mm-hmm. Justin Fields, you're hot off that. Mm-hmm. He misses this. He never looks. He's looking left where he's protected, but it's his blind spot that he can't see, and he almost gets decapitated.
Yo, we are back in the building, the Go-To Guys. I'm your boy Space.
I am MC.
Make sure you follow us on all our social media platforms. Follow me on Twitter at IamTheRealSpace. Follow me on Instagram at IamTheReal_Space. MC, where to follow you at?
Y'all can follow me everywhere at Mr. One More Round. And don't forget to follow at Go-To Guys Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Let's get into this.
Man.
Where are we going?
Man, we talking.
What are we doing?
We talking Bears football right now, Fields or Dalton. That was first off, let's courtesy of, that was first take.
No,
that was
Skip.
I'm sorry, my bad.
Skip, that was Shannon Sharp.
Yes. And Shannon said some bold. What?
Hall of Fame, three-time champion tight end, Shannon Sharp.
Hey, his brother wasn't no joke neither.
I know.
They both was monsters. But he made a bold statement right there. They asked him, hey, do you start Foles or do you start Dalton? He said, hey, man.
You mean Fields.
Fields or Dalton. He said, hey, man, I'm going to just throw him to the Wolves. I'm going to let Dalton go out there and kill him. It's a very bold statement, but I understand why he said it. If you look at the makeup of the Bears right now, they're not even really healthy, and they're not really good at the offensive line. Let's just be real. You got a 97-year-old player guarding you on your right side in Jason Peters. You got Jermaine Ifedi just coming back from injury, so he's not looking too good. Daniels, I mean, you got some decent players there. Whitehead, I mean, you got some decent players, but it's not a good line at all. So when you're talking about going against the Rams, who have a great defensive line and arguably one of the greatest defensive players to ever live.
A Dizzle.
You hear me? So he's saying just let the Rams, you know, feast on Dalton, save Fields, and maybe, you know, bring Fields in a couple games. What you think about that?
I agree. I totally agree. I know Skip, I was watching that actually earlier today. I know Skip was on the opposite end of that argument. And a lot of the stats that Justin Fields put up in preseason could get you to jump the gun. They were 2-1 in preseason, and Justin played 92 snaps, didn't throw one interception. Okay. Ran 11 times, 92 yards. He had some pretty good statistics. I get why people would want to throw him out there right away. Hurry up. Let's go. But I said this on our last episode, I'm still of the mindset, what's the rush? What's the rush? Especially when you don't have a strong line protecting him. I mean, that play that Shannon was talking about, where Justin got sacked, my man's helmet flew like 20 feet away. I mean, and that's not an exaggeration. If y'all go check that replay, that highlight, his helmet popped off and flew a good 10, 15 feet downfield.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, to get hit that hard, I'm good. I'm going to stay right here in this booth.
Yeah.
it just highlights the lack of protection that he has. To get sacked that hard, it means my man was running at a pace where he had quite a bit of time to pick up speed to hit him that hard to pop his helmet off.
Or, on the contrary, I know the protection is terrible, but on the contrary, they said that they believe the offensive line could have did a check down, so could have audible to let them know, hey, I got this guy. If there's anybody else coming, he's yours. He's loose. So that could have been on a young, inexperienced quarterback, you know, who just didn't pick up the read, didn't pick up the blitz.
And that's true, too, because in the next play, he did shift and look like he picked up, like he learned just from that previous play.
Exactly.
So, and he's, you know, we've already talked in the past, his IQ is off the charts as a football player. So,
and that's why I feel like this. It would be good to let Dalton go and take punishment from the Rams, because I believe they about to bring it. So it'll be good to let Dalton go ahead and take all that. I say this, though. If Fields is ready, it might be time to put him in. And at least if you don't play him the first game, definitely be looking to play him the second game. Definitely by the third game, he needs to be in there for sure. But you don't want to stop and you don't want to stunt the growth. You don't want to delay what could be. You don't want to go 0-2, 0-3. You definitely don't want to do that. And I don't think Dalton can bring a winning season. Me personally, I think he's Nick Foles 2.0. You know, he's just a slightly better Nick Foles.
According to reports, Andy Dalton is killing it in practice.
That's what I keep hearing.
Yeah, according to reports. And look, the guy is a 3-time Pro Bowler. It's not like this dude is some bum. He's just not the guy to ride your whole franchise on. And that's really it. So, and honestly, once again, y'all, please chime in on these topics. Let us know what you think. Hit us up at GoToGuysRadio. Should the Bears start? I said that very Chicago. Should the Bears start Justin Fields or Andy Dalton? We're talking about September 12th. It's a little ways away. They got time. Matt Nagy's got a little time to change his mind. Maybe he will. He probably won't. But I want to know. We want to know what you guys think. Should they start Fields over Dalton? I'm guessing most people are going to say start Fields, but I'm of the mindset still Don't rush. I know what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
If they lose 2-3 games, then maybe that's all the proof you need.
Absolutely.
But if Andy Dalton comes out Shane Falco and takes...
Ride the wave.
Takes these, you know, this ragtag group of misfits to a few wins, maybe we have to say, okay, give him his chance. We just have to see.
We definitely will see. We definitely see. And once again, I'm your boy Space. That's MC over there on SportsTimeChicago.com. We're talking football. We're going to shift gears from the Bears football real quick. We're going to go to the news of the day. I mean, it's a lot of news. It's cutting time, so the Bears cut people. But one of the biggest stories, Cam Newton.
Yeah, man. 10-year vet Cam Newton, former MVP of the league, released. Captain Belichick said, I'm good on this, bro. I'm good. Hey, look. First of all, Mac Jones is balling.
He is.
He's balling.
He's a different guy.
But the major issue here is, and I think we did touch on this in a previous episode, but it's kind of the same issue with Carson Wentz. They're like refusing to get vaccinated, right? So every time anything little bit happens, COVID protocols are way more extreme for people who aren't vaccinated.
I agree.
So because Cam won't get vaccinated, he got put into COVID protocol for whatever reason, and Mac Jones seized the opportunity. And we know from previous history, Bill Belichick don't care what your name is. Bill Belichick cares who gives me the best opportunity to win right now. And clearly he believes it's our young friend Mac Jones.
And it also is, I've heard somebody put it like this. Destroyer Dave used to say, is the juice worth the squeeze? You know what I'm saying? So do you want to go through all this for Matt Jones, or would you rather go through all this for Cam Newton? You know, do you want to have to go through all the COVID issues? You still won't get vaccinated, like you said. I feel like this. If it was a player that Bill Belichick valued a little more, or the organization valued a little more than Cam, maybe if they didn't have Matt Jones right there sitting and balling out, then maybe, you know.
Oh, of course.
You know, you do what you do.
And he also played well.
Absolutely.
So that helped immensely. It helps his case, right? But, you know, I think from Bill Belichick is just an old school, no-nonsense guy. You don't want to deal with drama. And this no vaccine thing, it's bringing drama into the locker room. Right? Because you're a team, and this guy's like, well, I don't care. I'm doing my own thing. And it's like, this is not, to those of you guys listening right now, this is not the vaccine or no vaccine debate.
We're not doing that.
Do you? I don't care. We don't care. We're just saying this is the result of the decision he made.
Yeah.
The unfortunate result. And from what I read earlier on ESPN.com, it looks like the Cowboys are interested, yeah, because Dak is still hurt.
Yeah.
So there's a chance he might land another job quick. I mean, he is a good enough quarterback to land a job quick. It just depends. A lot of teams have picked up solid prospects and good quarterbacks in the offseason, a lot of good draft picks. So,
but here's what I like most about it, real quickly. I love how they handle things. You know, Belichick, he's not, I think compared to Belichick and Nagy,
Belichick, no feelings.
You know what I'm saying? There's no feelings with this. Hey, I like the guy. He's a great guy. You know, da 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 da. Go. See you later. You know what I'm saying? They just cut you and it's gone. When Nagy, you ask him who's doing this, how he's doing this. Oh, he's got to care about all the guy's feelings. He didn't want to tell Mitch he sucked. He's playing like poop because he's not a rough enough coach for me. Maybe not seasoned enough. Maybe let me say it like that. I would love to see Nagy after he gets a couple winning seasons, after he makes it to the playoffs a little more, make it deeper, and then maybe win a Super Bowl. I would love to see the development. Maybe he shows a little bit more cojones as a coach. You know, just come out and say it.
I agree, man. I agree.
You play football.
Yeah, exactly. The roughest, toughest of all sports, man. You know what I'm saying? So I agree, man. I totally agree. It's a shame. But once again, it's that thing where these are the rules, bro. And maybe the rules aren't fair, but that's the rules. And unfortunately, that's your job. Yeah. And you have to abide by the rule. It's like here. Like, I want to swear right now. I want to swear left and right. I really do. But We're live on a show promoted by our school, so I have to follow their rules.
Facts.
Because if I don't, I might get kicked out of the show, and I don't want that to happen.
And speaking of following rules, Max Kellerman had some bold words to say about one pro fighter. We're going to talk about it. That's next here on the Go-To Guys on SportsTownChicago.com.
All right.
Zach, what is your reaction to Jake Paul defeating Tyron Woodley?
First of all, we should say welterweight in the UFC is almost a light heavyweight in boxing, so it's a little different. I would say Jake Paul showed me something. Now, look, he is a novice boxer, but he takes it seriously. He gets in shape. He fights hard. And he was gassed in the second half of that fight. He was gassed. It doesn't matter how hard you train. If you can't relax in a boxing ring, you will gas. He got rocked a couple times by Woodley, who can strike, and Woodley couldn't pull the trigger and lost on points. But it was Jake who showed me something, because he fought through it. He hit the wall, fought through it, hung on, and won. And the thing about Jake Paul, both Paul brothers, they're so famous. They create these huge events. Well, how do you create a huge event as a novice boxer, right? Well, you don't really know what you're doing yet, but you're training hard. You need another famous dude to make an event with. But next will be a guy who's maybe long in the tooth, but not naturally smaller. Until you eventually, if you keep winning, fight a famous boxer who is more or less your size, who's past his prime, but brings something to the event. And if you succeed there, then you take the next step. He is many steps away from doing that, but he's on the track to do it if he stays like.
Yo! We are the Go-To Guys here on SportsTownChicago.com. I'm your boy, Space.
I was totally just letting what Max said kind of swirl in my head.
Right?
And I forgot we were about to go live. I was just listening to him.
That is MC that's in a daze over there, y'all.
Yeah, I'm in a daze.
Facts. Make sure you follow us on all our social media platforms. Follow me on Twitter at IamTheRealSpace. Follow me on Instagram at IamTheReal_Space. MC in the days, where to follow you at?
Yeah, y'all can follow me everywhere at Mr. One More Round. And remember, follow at Go-To Guys Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And shout out to everybody listening from the Under the Hood podcast with Jonathan Hood.
Yes, yes. We love y'all. We love y'all. Hey, if you're not up on what happened over the weekend, Jake Paul defeated Tyron Woodley. Oh, my goodness. And once again, that was an insert from First Take. That was Max Kellerman, and I guess is it the new guy? I don't know what's happening with the show, but that's Harry Douglas. We're not going to talk about that. But Tyron Woodley, I mean, I'm speechless. How did you, is Jake Paul for real? Is he the real deal? So confused. Not in my eyes. He still hasn't earned it. What you think, MC?
I think a good nickname for this fight could be SMH, because
the whole time that's what
you're doing? I didn't understand what I was watching.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because Tyron Woodley is a true vet fighter. The guy, he's 39 years old, but he's a five-time champ. He's a legitimate fighting MMA legend, okay? Jake Paul, however, is a 3-0 YouTube star who has fought one retired MMA fighter. I don't even know who the other guy was.
A YouTube star.
Another YouTube star. And
Nate. Uncle Nate.
And Uncle Nate.
Are you up yet?
You and I have been really talking. We've been talking about this fight for a while now on this show, and both of us were excited because we thought, and it's nothing against Jake Paul. Like, I don't know the guy. I don't care. I just, my thing is, it's the way that this event shaped up and the way it looked, it just didn't look like Tyron Woodley was trying. And that doesn't sit right with me, and I don't want to get conspiracy theorist on you guys, but it just didn't look right.
You're about to check, huh? He was out there for the check.
I don't want to say it was rigged, but man, I was yelling at the fight Because he had chance after chance after chance. Even after that one shot.
When he stunned him.
That one where he stunned him, knocked him to the ropes. When you're a boxer, that's the window. That's the window. You stun somebody, you go in. Like in MMA. Man, somebody could have a broke ankle, and the other fighter will go in on them until the ref calls it. So...
But that's the difference. You said it. When you're a boxer, Tyron Woodley is not a boxer. He's a grappler. He's a wrestler by trade. So, like you said, you're not going to. You're not going to. Now he has striking ability, but he's a wrestler. He wrestled for college and everything like that. So he's not really the striker. It's not like he jiu-jitsu, you know, master guru, whatever. He's a wrestler by trade. So. You're not going to call it rig. I'm going to call it rig. I'm going to call it. It was literally about the check, man. Here's what I don't like about Jake Paul and what he's doing. I mean, I respect the man. I respect the hustle. The whole key is it's a hustle. I think Max and him broke it down perfectly. In order for Jake to be successful and his brother Logan, they got to fight famous people. He tried to fight a YouTube star, didn't bring in enough revenue. So he fought a retired fighter and, you know, brought in something, but he just kept noticing.
I think the Nate Robinson fight was before.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The retired MMA fighter, but it's the same idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Nate Robinson is a famous basketball player.
Who don't want to see Nate fight? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Who wouldn't want to see? So it's a smart move by the Paul brothers. Ingenious. I'm just mad I didn't think about it first. I wish I could just say, hey, I'm about to fight somebody, and people pay millions to watch it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the biggest thing. It's all about money, and people are spending their money to watch these fights. I want somebody who really can get up in there and really knock this dude out. I mean, I want to see how for real he is. This is how I feel. I think if you watch the rest of that take from First Take, this was Harry Douglas's reaction to it.
Listen, Harry, I want to hear what you said. You said during break, what do you want to see happen to Jake Paul?
I want to see him get beat up.
I don't feel that way about it. They get under a lot of people's skin. To me, if you train hard and fight hard and respect the sport, you haven't done anything. You're just making big
Listen, I respect
your mouth.
I respect the hustle 100%.
Respect the hustle.
Yeah, I respect it 100%. I just want to see somebody take that step and RuPaul, Jake Paul, Paul, nope. Miles Garrett.
All the Pauls.
Yeah, all right. So, we try to find the good and the bad about these things, which is why people say I respect the hustle. I respect it too, okay? I'm never going to sit here. I work out. You work out. I'm never going to sit here and diss somebody who puts their all physically and mentally into something. Clearly, Jake Paul means it. He's serious. The problem is this whole thing, well, he's 4-0, and I can't judge your record. You haven't fought a boxer. You haven't fought a real legitimate boxer. Halfway through that fight, Paul looked like he was going to pass out. Mm-hmm. I give him props for making it the rest of the way. Tyron Woodley didn't look, he looked a little gassed too, okay? So my biggest problem with the fight was all the opportunities Tyron Woodley just passed up on. And when you said, well, he's an MMA grappler, that's more of his style, yes, I get that. His instinct probably leads him to that place. But you're in a boxing ring, dude. And if you got somebody on the ropes, you do not let them up. And he just had plenty of chances. If you look at the stats, he landed more power punches.
Yeah.
The only reason Jake Paul won is because he had him in every other statistical category. That's why it was a split decision. But he had him in power punches. That means he was landing shots that mattered. He just wasn't capitalizing on opportunities, which makes you wonder.
You lost every round. You lost every round but two. So it doesn't. I don't care how many shots you landed. You lost every round but two. So it's
just hard to believe for a guy like that. It's just hard to believe it.
Here's my problem with what was just said about Jake Paul. You're not. You say he gives it his all. He's up in there training. And I agree. I love what he does. Here's my problem with it. If you give it your all and you're taking it serious, why is it just about the headlights? You know, I'm going to fight all the famous people. Go fight a boxer. A real professional boxer don't get the big pay-per-view fights when they first start. They get the fights where they make $500, $1,000 and stuff. Now they fight for just rich people in the little private areas. Go fight them. Don't come out here and try to fight for TV if you're doing it for real.
That's a really good point, and I agree 1,000% actually, man, because the fact of the matter is he's already rich.
Exactly.
So, like, if you take fights making $1,000, which, first of all, that ain't even going to happen. Even if he takes a BS fight that don't mean nothing, he's still going to get paid something off it. He's not just going to make $500 because his name alone will draw a crowd.
He got 5 million followers.
Exactly. So his name alone is going to draw a crowd. But you're right on the money, man. This is my problem with the fight and the problem with boxing today is if we're going to do these events, have it be significant, have it mean something, because it didn't mean really anything. It just meant both dudes got paid, and they're talking about a rematch, and I'm curious to all y'all listening right now, we can end it on this note. Do you even want to see a rematch? You know where I want to see a rematch? Pirated for free. That's why I would not put out a dollar for a rematch, because they clearly pimped the audience.
No way. No way. I didn't pay for this one. So I definitely ain't paying for no rematch. And yes, please send us a message. Let us know what you think about that. Are you willing or do you want to see a rematch between Paul and Woodley? I definitely don't. And I believe the go-to guys, we definitely don't.
No. And we'll probably talk about it because it's interesting.
Absolutely, but we ain't paying for it. That's the key.
No.
When we come back, you already know what time it is. We're going to get into a couple games. Who's your go-to guy? And of course, we got a little switch up with that one. And of course, that top five, that's next here on the Go-To Guy, SportsTimeChicago.com.
You know what time it is. The game that's going to test your sports brain. It's Who's Your Go-To Guy?
Yo! We are the Go-To Guys here on SportsTimeChicago.com. I'm your boy, Space.
I am M. I'm not rigged. C.
Make sure you follow us on all our social media platforms. Follow me on Twitter at IamTheRealSpace. Follow me on Instagram at IamTheReal_Space. I'm not rigged. What? Follow you.
You follow my authentic, real, true social media accounts at Mr. One More Round, and make sure y'all follow the Go-To Guys at Go-To Guys Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and the Gram.
Man, you already know. And welcome all our listeners from the Under the Hood podcast with Jay Hood.
Oh, yeah.
We love you guys. And, man, you already know what time it is. It's time to play this game. Who's your go-to guy? We're going to switch it up for him.
All right, let's switch it up.
How we doing it?
Is it rigged? I'm sorry.
It's fixed.
Is this game fixed?
It's rigged. The results were rigged. We have to have the recount.
All right, man. So this week, y'all, we're going to have a little fun. I posted this on our Instagram account a couple days ago, and I thought it was an interesting topic for our Go To or Not segment, all right? So imagine, you guys. Imagine, if you will.
Dream. Whisper.
Imagine, if you will. It's a basketball court. You have layup, free throw, three-pointer, half court. If you take a you can make, if you, and now you have to make each one of these shots, all right?
You get one shot, right?
One shot. Which one are you taking? Layup for $1,000, free throw for $50,000, three-pointer for $100,000, or half court for $1 million? The question is, what's your go-to shot in that scenario?
And when you say three-pointer, now, on there, it's at the top of the key.
Top of the key.
Now, you can't go to the corner. I'm just specifying.
The meme didn't give me any specifications.
So we're saying three-pointer from the top of the key, guys. We're doing it like the meme. We're not saying you could go to the corner.
So front of the rim layup.
Yes.
Which is actually harder, believe it or not. Straight front of the rim layup, free throw, top of the key, three-pointer, and then half court, but straight on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's it, man. A grand, 50, 100, or a million. What are you going for? What are you guys going for that's listening?
Please send us a message. Let us know. Are you going for the money? Because here's the thing. I ain't going for the layup. I know the layup will be easy, but that's – I'd rather go big or go home. You know what I'm saying? That case, at the very least, I know I'm going to go for the free throw. At the very least. Now, since we specified and we said it's at the top of the key, I love my corner. At the corner, I could be Rashad Lewis over there. You hear like me?
Bruce Bowen.
You hear me? Bruce Bowen, corner shot three, all day specialist. Put it on me. Give me the badge. You know what I'm saying? But if you talk about top of the key, wifey would be pissed. She'd be pissed if I didn't just take that free throw. That's worth 50.
This is like the show Deal or No Deal.
You hear me? I'm gonna have to go for the free throw. I would have to do the free throw.
So I know myself very well, and I'll miss that layup. Like I know I'll be standing there and be like, I can't miss this. Now if it's from the angle, I trust it completely. It's just because it's like there. Yeah. I don't know why.
Backboard or do you all net it?
Yeah, you try and go all net. I'm going free throw too. Yeah. I'm going free throw too. Even though I feel that I'm a decent 3-point shooter. Yeah. We're talking about money that I need.
And free throw, $50,000, right?
$50,000 is that's a big boost. That's a massive boost. And honestly, like, to take that chance to get $100,000, I'm a really good free throw shooter, y'all. Yeah. So I'm going free throw too, man.
Man, look at us.
I got that sexy form. I modeled my shot after Allen Houston. That's when I was a kid. Allen Houston was one of my all-time favorite players.
Yeah.
And that's random, y'all. Who's Allen Houston?
Yo, what?
From
New York Knicks. Stop playing.
But yeah, I know you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But the listener, like, who is Allen Houston?
Yeah. We got some true listeners out there. We got some true sports heads out there. Y'all better know who Allen Houston is.
Yeah, show some love. But I'm going free throw too, guys. So yeah, we're both the same on this one. We're both choosing that free throw for $50,000. So as always, let us know what you think. Maybe we'll post this segment to get more people involved.
Absolutely. But you know what time it is? Time for that top fizz off.
Let's go.
Top five.
Let's go to my top five.
This is the go-to guys. Top five of the week.
Bing, 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 bing. Yep. Time for that top five. Woohoo, we got a good one here too. I went first last time, so you gotta go first. And this week, we gonna be a little off kilter again.
Yeah, well, we got that kind of rank, man. We could do that.
Man, in the spirit of Candyman, just Candyman, cut off the lights.
No, stop. Don't.
Three times. Would you do it?
No. No.
In the spirit of Candyman just coming out, we're going to talk about our top five scary movies of all time.
Yeah, of all time. Woo! Man.
What a list. Hey, and make sure you send us a message. We want to know what movies make your top five list. Send us a message right now to our platforms. Go ahead, MC. You kick it off.
All right. So I based my list purely on the movies that terrified me legitimately.
Now you talking about as a kid too?
As a kid. Okay. And a couple of these still scare me now. I'll admit it. I don't care. But one of them on the list though is actually, and I'll start with this one. So here are my five goes. The Howling is on the list, and this is no particular order. But The Howling is on my list because werewolves are my favorite monster. I love werewolves, and The Howling is like the GOAT werewolf movie. You've never seen it?
No.
It's actually terrifying, too. But it's also kind of in that vein of the dumb people who watch people transform into werewolves instead of running away.
Yeah.
Like, there's a scene where my man's changing for 5 minutes, and the girl just like, no, 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 man. It could be my mom. I'm out.
What?
I am out. Bye, Ma. You figure that.
Carol.
That looks like a personal problem you need to figure out. But anyway, yeah, so The Howling. Then after that, all these movies are terrified as a kid and still a little bit as an adult. Stephen King's It, the original one with Tim Curry. That dude is scary with no makeup.
What?
The original Candyman. And I know even though the reason we did this list is because the new Jordan Peele Candyman came out last week. But that first movie is one of the most terrifying. It's scary. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
The Lost Boys.
Ooh.
The best vampire movie to me, hands down. And one of the scariest, most graphic, terrifying things I've ever seen. And then finally, gotta go Nightmare on Elm Street, man. The first Nightmare on Elm, before he was a comedian. Now, I like Freddy Krueger as a comedian, but the first one, that was, I mean, Wes Craven, that's a, you know.
And it's crazy that we have so much in daggum common. The first Nightmare on Elm Street, I mean, that's, how can you not put that in your top five? You know what I'm saying? So that makes my list it.
Oh, yeah. Listen to me.
That, and not this new it. And I still haven't seen it, so I'm not going to throw shade on it. But I ain't see it. You know, but the old it. And what's crazy is number three is it too. It part two. That was scary just like the first one. When I was a kid, it was just as scary. You know, it part two is deep. You know, it's just a continuation.
Okay.
You seen it?
Wait, what are you talking about? The new school it or the old school?
The old school it.
Oh, I meant the whole thing.
Oh, you meant it and all of it too.
Because you're talking about
the second episode, whatever they call it.
Yeah, because it was a miniseries. Yeah, miniseries. I see what you're saying. Oh, okay. Yeah, so I meant it as the whole thing.
Okay,
yeah,
got okay. it. Yeah, yeah, okay.
But that's okay. That's
I grouped them together. So it's okay. And then, man, Chucky. The original Chucky. I think I was real short. Mm-hmm. I was a shorty when I seen it. And I mean, I wouldn't even watch no more Chucky's. Until I got grown, I wouldn't watch Chucky Jr. What is it? The Revenge of Chucky?
Man, there's so many. There's like 17 Chucky's. What?
I didn't watch another one until I got grown.
Yeah.
I mean, another one, not another one. And then finally, if this counts as a scary movie, but it scared the hell out of me, I tell you that, The Exorcist.
Absolutely it counts. I refuse to watch it.
What?
I won't watch it.
I will never watch it again. Listen, not with the lights on. Not
with friends and family.
What? You couldn't pay me to watch that movie. Like, not a cent. Man, I would not watch it.
Next time, I'm going to call you as Chucky.
Hey, Andy. Yeah. You want to be friends to the end, Andy?
What? You know, he going in. I'm going to quit. I'm like, hey, she, wife going to be like, who called?
It was Chucky.
How did he get this number? I don't know.
Hey, Jason, you want to be friends to the end, Jason?
Man. Oh, man. What just happened up in here? Chucky just came in the building. And on that note, it's time to get out of here.
Oh, it's time to go, y'all.
Yeah, well, send us y'all messages. We need to know what makes your top five list. Definitely.
And that's it.
Yeah. So on behalf of the Go-To Guys, I'm your boy Space.
I am MC.
And we out of here.
Peace.